at World Pork Expo in Des Moines this week. We're going to talk with Tim Friedel from Broken Bow, Nebraska. He's with Thomas Livestock. Tim, tell us about Thomas Livestock and what you do.
Okay. I'm the general manager of Thomas Livestock. We have 21,000 sows, farrow to finish, and we started looking into group housing about 6 years ago. We currently have a 5,500 head sow system that is 5 years old, and we're getting excellent production out of that system. From startup to today, we're running about 35 PSY in this system. So we're getting very top of the line production coming out of this system. We really like the way the sows are so content in this system. They move so much easier. You can just tell that they really enjoy the environment. The sows are very easy to move, very calm, and we get excellent production from the system. The people aspect, we feel like the working environment is so much better. It's cleaner, it airs fresher, less noise, less dust. It's just a brighter environment to work in, because you don't have all the feed systems and lines and stuff disrupting you. So instead of it being kind of dark, it's really light and bright. So it's kind of uplifting to the people. And then the fact that we can move sows a lot easier makes it easier on our labor for our people. And we just feel like it's good for the sows and good for our people. So we thought it was the right thing to do. We built a new system here in the last year. It's a 5,500, and we went with the same system in the new one. We've been very pleased with everything that's going in that system right now. We are just getting up to full production right now currently, and having excellent results. We also then decided that we felt like, since it was working so well in our new systems, that we went to a system that we built 10 years ago that was a 5,500 head system and was a stall system, and we converted it to pens. That's quite a undertaking. To convert that, we had to reduce the herd by several hundred head, and to accommodate the more square footage. And then we would pull some stalls out and replace it with a pen, and then do that as we walk down the barn and pulling stalls out and replacing them with a pen. But we had to do it just a small section at a time, because it was a working farm. And also, that comes into biosecurity concerns. So you have to be very careful with your people that are in there doing the work, any equipment coming in. We had to purchase all the equipment just for this project, leave it in the farm, disinfecting equipment coming in to be installed. It's quite a process to do that. And then also, you have to train a system where you have the animals that have been used to a crated system, where they've been contained in a crate, and we have to now teach them to survive in a large pen environment, which turned out to be a little more difficult than we had planned, because some animals that have been in a stall that long, it takes them a little bit of time to work into and get used to being able to move around that well. But everything is coming together now. Production is really coming back on now in that system. So we feel really good about the whole system. So right now we have four sow farms, all between 5,000 and 5,500, and we have three of them are the new ASF systems. Our oldest farm, which is 20 years old, it's not feasible to convert it, because the slats are all too wide, and we would have to replace all the slats and everything. So that one would be too expensive and too much of an undertaking for where we're at with that system. It's too old. So what we're looking at there is, we'll probably keep it operating the way it is for maybe another 4 or 5 years, and then we're looking at replacing it with a new system and just converting that one back to just finishing in that system, since it's all crated. So anyway, we're very pleased with the NEDAP systems that we have, and I say that looking forward, I think that what we're doing with this technology and with this system is, it's definitely better for the animals and it's definitely better for our people, for our workers working out there. So long term, I don't know how we can go wrong. I think it will pay for itself over time, you know, but you know, that's our view. We couldn't really be more pleased with the way the system is working for us.
And production-wise, no change?
Production-wise, we are getting very good production. It's as good or better than our stalled systems were. And so, and I look at the future of this system, you know, we're still learning, we're still doing things, we're finding out better ways to do things within this system because it's still relatively new to us. And we think that technology is going to be the biggest changer in the future. So if you look out maybe 3, 5, 10 years into the future, a lot of technology is going to come into swine production, especially in the sow farms. And this system will be able to adapt a lot easier than any stalled system or system like that or small pen system. Because with our pens where we have 280 animals in one pen, we can bring that technology into a pen. And so you have, say if we're using camera technology, we can use camera technology to take a picture of every sow in that pen. And so you're doing 280 animals every day with one camera, which makes it a lot more efficient. And that's going to be the way of the future.
So. Are you using the fact that you're open housing in your marketing of hogs in any way?
Yes, we do. I mean, there is a demand out there for meat from group housing systems that didn't factor in when we built our system 5 years ago. That system, there was no talk of a premium. The system that we built, the new system that we built. There was a talk out there that we might be able to get something. When we made this decision to retro, the one that we did, to take the crates out and replace them with pens, that one, we had no idea at that time that we were going to be able to get a premium for group housing pigs. But yes, I mean, we currently are getting a small premium for the group housing pigs, and you know, we are able to take advantage of that because of the system, but it has nothing to do with the decision we made to do the system. It wasn't for the money, it was for the better welfare of the animal and also for the better welfare of our employees.
And as far as labor goes, has it reduced your need or increased?
You know, the labor is the same. So we basically run these buildings with the same amount of labor, whether it's stalled or group housing, but it really changes people's responsibilities and what they and what they're doing. A lot more attention has to be paid to the herdsmanship. You have to really be paying attention to each individual animal. We get every individual animal up and look at her every day in this system. Because you are requiring these animals to walk a distance to get their feed and stuff. So the system will tell us if an animal didn't eat all of her feed, we'll go out and check on her, but we check on all of them, but we'll give special attention to one that didn't clean up all of her feed because we know it by the system, you know, so.
And if you had to modify your genetics at all, I know there was some concern early on that certain breeds aren't going to adapt very well.
No, I mean, from people that I've talked to, I mean, we visited two different sites prior to us building our first one, and they were both two different genetic companies, and they were different than what we had. And we currently have PIC genetics, and I mean, ours have adapted very, very well. And the farms that we visited had two different genetic companies, and their systems were working excellent at the time when we visited them. So I really don't see genetics being an issue. I mean, it's more about the sow just being more content. And I think an animal that's under less stress and is more content, I think over her lifetime will be more productive for you. You know, so we'll see. We're still early in this, but we'll see. But I think in the long run we win.